We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
And welcome, eco-friendly viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe. Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hopper 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 88 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh Verong, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on BlundellSat. And in Edea, channel 37 on Ita Blessimong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Colombia, in Guarandá, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero and Pueblo Viejo, channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, channel 38 on Cableva TV. In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASU Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company, and channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar, In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33. Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27. Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente.
And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xia'i County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company, and in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, South Africa takes green steps to increase organic farming. In humanitarian news, Norway supports cultural and eco-endeavors in Bulgaria. In environmental news, a United Arab Emirates group plants more than 2 million trees. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 14th, Russian nuclear physicist, peace advocate, and social activist Andrei Dmitrievich Sakharov is remembered. Born in 1921, he passed away on this date in 1989. Mr. Sakharov was outspoken about the severe dangers that nuclear testing posed to the human race. For his commitment to upholding the principles of a harmonious world, he was honored with the Nobel Peace Prize in 1975. May brave and devoted efforts such as those of Andrei Dmitrievich Sakharov continue to lead the world toward a tranquil future for all.
Fly-in news. Heavy rains sweep Zimbabwe. A recent period of torrential rains and hailstorms has left scores of villagers homeless in northern Zimbabwe's Mashonaland province. In the Rudawiro resettlement area of Chegutu district, where residents said they had never seen such intense storms, roofs were torn off and 10 homes were completely destroyed. District officials have helped to provide tents as temporary shelter, along with roofing materials and cement for longer-term rebuilding. According to the Met Services, over 90% of the nation has received above-average rainfall since the start of the season, impacting vital crops such as wheat. Of the 300,000 tons normally grown to meet annual consumption needs, only 40,000 is now expected to be successfully harvested.
Expressing her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our nearby association members check with local governments to find out if help is needed, and to please go if possible to aid the most desperate. She also said that emergency funds are available as necessary.
We thank the Zimbabwean officials and all personnel working to lessen the disaster, as well as Supreme Master Qinghai for her attentive concern. Our prayers for the speedy recuperation of the Zimbabwean people and that such climate hazards subside as humanity strives to renew the ecosphere's balance.
Blizzard shuts down travel across midwestern U.S. states. Snow that began falling late last week had reached depths of nearly 2 feet in some places by Saturday, December 11th. Combined with near 0 degree Fahrenheit temperatures, many major highways and even city roads across the states of Minnesota, Iowa, and South Dakota were completely closed, with gusting winds and whiteout conditions forcing officials to recall snowplow crews due to poor visibility.
In Minneapolis, Minnesota, which saw a two-decade record in snowfall, city crews worked nonstop to keep the snow from accumulating on the inflatable roof of a famous athletic stadium, the Metrodome. However, it fell too fast and they eventually had to stop for their own safety, with the snow's weight causing the roof to collapse a few hours later. We are grateful for the efforts of all the road crews and other emergency personnel as we pray for the protection of the storm-affected residents across the Midwest. May such potentially dangerous conditions be minimized through our greater consideration for all beings on Earth.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Bolivia supports lower retirement age. A new law enacted by President Evo Morales lowers the retirement age in Bolivia to 58 from the current 65 for men and 60 for women. Furthermore, the national pension system will be expanded to 60% of the working population for the inclusion of lower-income workers such as street vendors, bus drivers, and small farmers. President Morales stated, "We are fulfilling a promise with the Bolivian people. We are creating a pension system that includes everyone." Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency, and the Bolivian government for these initiatives to better the lives of fellow citizens. May heaven grace your country and people with contentment, prosperity, and peace. For his benevolent and noble actions, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring President Evo Morales with the Shining World Leadership Award.
Undercover video shows cruelty to reindeer. The World Society for the Protection of Animals, or WSPA, has released a video demonstrating the mistreatment of reindeer that are herded and transported prior to their slaughter, primarily in Nordic European countries for meat. The video, which is especially disturbing given that these gentle animals symbolize the giving spirit of Christmas, showed the reindeer suffering and in pain and distress as they were being dragged and shoved onto trucks, as well as the torturous and inhumane cutting of their antlers. The WSPA is calling for governments to enforce animal welfare laws adopted in 2008 by the Nordic Council of Ministers, which state that all reindeer should be treated with respect and not be subjected to unnecessary pain or suffering. Our accolades, World Society for the Protection of Animals, and all other advocates for your concerned voice highlighting the plight of the cherished reindeer. Let us offer the ultimate form of respect by sparing the lives of all animals and choosing humane plant-based fare this Christmas and always.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production:
rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer.
Increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat.
Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming, plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption: cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Irish humanitarian honored by President of OLAC or Vietnam. In a ceremony held at the OLAC's or Vietnamese embassy in London, England, Irish charity campaigner Christina Noble was commended with the nation's Order of Friendship.
Miss Noble was selected for the honor by Alexi's president, Wing Ming Chi, for her dedication to working with the nation's homeless youths. Through her charitable foundation, Miss Noble has set up 101 projects in Alok over the past 2 decades, benefiting more than 600,000 children and their families. Upon receiving the Medal of Honor, Miss Noble thanked Alok's government and people, saying, "We work in partnership and friendship and always with love. Our sincere accolades, Miss Christina Noble, for your work in assisting the less fortunate. May such noble and selfless humanitarian ideals continue to light the way to hope and improve lives for many."
Save Our Planet, Supreme Master Ching Hai warmly received for shared ideals of a protected Earth. As part of the agreements reached at the 2-week conference for the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, or UNFCCC, in Cancun, Mexico, a new adaptation committee has been assigned to assist developing nations in protecting from the already increasing climate impacts, such as floods, droughts, and sea level rise. A fund is also being created to support these endeavors, with a goal of applying donations of $100 billion per year from 2010 onward. While such a unified show of care for vulnerable nations was considered a surprise to some, it was appreciated by many.
With deep concern for the effects of climate change on humanity and all beings, Supreme Master Ching Hai had accepted an invitation from the Mexican Secretary of Environment and Natural Resources to attend the climate summit in support of a harmonious, concerted effort.
Thank you for your positive energy, for your praise, and the
While observing some of the high-level sessions, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke personally with international dignitaries, including Chair of the Alliance of Small Island States, Her Excellency Decima Williams, Vice Chair of one of the UNFCCC ad hoc working groups, Miroslav Spasojevic from Serbia, Swiss representative from the Federal Office of the Environment, Jose Romero, Advisor of Afghanistan's National Institute of Environment Protection, Abbas Basir, Cameroon's UNFCCC National Focal Point, Ambassador Joseph Armata Amugu, and Peru's Environment Minister, Dr. Antonio Jose Brock Egg.
Yeah, I saw you a few days ago and I found you were coming. Thank you so much.
We've been following all your good work for many years. Yes, it's good.
God bless you and your organization. Please continue
your
work.
Yeah, we're
While some, such as Chief Scientist Dr. Mark Wright of the World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, were already familiar with Supreme Master Ching Hai's environmental work, others wished to know more about her endeavors for a peaceful planet, such as through her support of Supreme Master Television's constructive programming.
What kind of programming do you have?
You know, I just want to bring the country up, right? So I can see there are real people, real culture, real history. So in a program, have music, you know, traditional dishes, everything.
Pakistan has everything, very rich culture.
Yes, yes.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's thoughts on the best solutions to climate change were also introduced to many of the delegates through the newly released book, From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer.
I appreciate very much.
Yes, absolutely.
It's always very inspiring.
I am the Environmental Minister of Peru. My wife in Lima is a big admirer of you, principles, as you book and all these things.
Oh, please.
Blessing.
Please save my planet.
Yes.
Save my Peru.
We all together save
my Peru.
As we join the world in thanking all distinguished participants of the Climate Change Conference for their concerted efforts in Cancun, Mexico, we are also grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her genuine love and concern for nations worldwide facing the shared challenge of climate change. Our prayer is that leaders make the wisest decisions to save the planet, especially the urgent switch to the organic vegan lifestyle.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's book, From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer, is freely available to read at www.crisistopeace.org.
Save Our Planet, Norway pledges $66 million for a newly launched 10-year global initiative to gather and save seeds of essential food crops such as wheat, barley, and rice to help create varieties that are more resistant and adaptable to climate change.
Save our planet. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger of California, USA, launches the Sunrise PowerLink transmission line, designed to transmit wind, solar, and geothermal energy throughout the southern part of the state to power 650,000 homes.
Save our planet. Alok or Vietnam and Germany launch a joint project to preserve the biodiversity of Alok's forests by improving protection laws as well as other conditions to encourage continued survival of the nation's wildlife.
Save our planet. Representatives from Estonia, Germany, Italy, Sweden, and Finland convene for a first meeting of the European Union-sponsored eSail project, which seeks to utilize the sun's rays in operating solar wind sails that propel satellites through space.
How are you, friends? I'm Lamberto the Sheep, and I'm following an earth-protecting, plant-based diet. Would you like to hear a tip on winter melon? It is a mild-tasting fruit grown in warm areas of South Asia. Winter melon is widely used as a vegetable, served in soups, steamed, and in stir-fries. It is a good source of vitamins B1, B2, C, beta-carotene, and calcium. Thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now, the worldwide weather.
Good governance news, South Africa takes steps to increase organic farming. The Departments of Agriculture and Trade and Industry of the country have drafted a policy to promote organic farming and provide training in this area. Part of the initiative includes establishing an organic certification process for farms. The non-profit South Africa Organic Sector Organization is collaborating with the government and industry members to formulate an organic plan for the nation. Our sincere gratitude, South Africa, for your efforts to bring about more sustainable practices. We wish you much success and an abundance of delicious and fruitful harvests.
In humanitarian news, Norway funds archaeological excavations in Bulgaria. Norway will finance unearthing work at the ancient Thracian city of Perperikon in the Rhodop Mountains. Norway also plans to provide monetary support for energy efficiency and environmental endeavors in Bulgaria. Our heartfelt thankfulness, Norway, for your generosity. May your kindness assist the gentle citizens of Bulgaria in finding out much about the nation's rich past and preparing for a bright future with heaven's blessings. Up next on Noteworthy News, the Million Tree Campaign helps the United Arab Emirates deal with climate change. We'll take a moment to give thanks to the Creator for the abundance in our lives. More wonderful news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gratifying news for a contented world. In environmental news, a United Arab Emirates eco group plants more than 2 million trees. In less than 4 years, the Emirates Environmental Group has completed the green endeavor. It is part of its Million Tree Campaign to convert areas of desert in the nation into sustainable spaces. The initiative, which supports the United Nations Environment Program Billion Tree Campaign, will help the country deal with climate change and assist in conserving the ecosystem. Our earnest appreciation, Emirates Environmental Group, for your commitment to a flourishing earth. With laudable practices such as these, joined with a low-emissions vegan diet, we can look forward to many happy tomorrows on a balanced and long-living planet.
Let us enjoy an original joke written by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled Technical Term. It is told in English.
The UN Climate Change Conference is led by a chair, while all the world leaders and delegates were eagerly waiting for the floor.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Just wanted to say thanks for all you have done. You have inspired me and my family to lead a vegetarian lifestyle. You have opened our eyes. I hope many others will wake up and start thinking about our world's future and the part we play in it. Again, thank you so much for what you're doing with love and understanding for peace. Lisa from Santa Fe, United States.
Lovely Lisa. Thank you for letting us know the good news that you and your family have adopted the planet-protecting veg diet. We pray that each global citizen realizes the multitude of benefits gained by transitioning to the compassionate vegan way of life. May heaven's light shine on you and your loved ones and all the progressive people of the United States.
Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May celestial love illuminate your every moment.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Foreign ministers of Bulgaria, Greece, and Serbia signed an agreement conveying their commitment to the integration of Western Balkan countries into the European Union, as well as for peace and stability in the region.
Following the release of Burmese Nobel Peace Prize laureate Aung San Suu Kyi, Japan announces plans to expand assistance to Myanmar, also known as Burma, in areas that include agriculture and public health.
Russian news agency RIA Novosti, along with the Russian Academy of Science Institute of Oriental Studies and the Russian Council for Foreign and Defense Policy, co-host a meeting of international experts to discuss ways that Russia can help support Israeli-Palestinian peace.
The late South African Grammy-winning musical icon Miriam Makeba, known as Mama Africa for her passionate advocacy of intercultural harmony, is honored posthumously at the third MTV Africa Awards.
Volunteers from the Mercy Orthodox Church charity in Moscow, Russia, drive a bus around the city on cold winter nights to bring homeless persons off the streets, allowing them to sleep in the bus, then providing a warm meal in the morning. In support of Mercy Orthodox Church Charity's compassionate endeavors, Supreme Master Ching Hai is offering $10,000 to help further their noble work.
New U.S.-based The Cooking Channel airs the television special The Veg Edge, focusing on vegetarian and vegan culture around America, hosted by famous vegan cookbook author Isa Chandra Moskowitz.
The new eMerlin system in the UK, an array of 7-link radio telescopes, reveals its first images, including a black hole and the warping of space, with the potential of providing expanded insights into the evolution of our vast universe.
Grammy Award-winning British musician Eric Clapton auctions part of his guitar collection to benefit the Crossroads Center, an alcohol and drug addiction recovery facility he founded in Antigua, West Indies.
The U.S.-based International Rescue Committee, or IRC, provides humanitarian assistance for some 5,800 displaced persons seeking refuge from civil conflict in Sudan's southern state of Bahr el-Ghazal.
Upon reading about two-year-old Nathan Savadera, who was born with a rare genetic condition leading to kidney failure, Chicago, USA resident Chris Dewing immediately decided to donate his kidney to save the life of the child. For his caring and courageous deed, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Chris Dewing with the Shining World Hero Award, along with $1,000 for any further recovery and medical needs.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.